He's been raised up by God because God says that he raises up and places all people in places right. of authority. And so when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God. Yeah. If the king asks you to stand up and to be in support of President Trump, it doesn't matter if people troll you, if people lie about you, if people hate on you, if people leave you, it doesn't matter. Because if God be for you, then who can be against you? Because God is looking for someone who will say yes to God's agenda, to the king's agenda.
The real problem here is the way she cherry picks the text. It reminds me of that game we used to play as kids. What does that cloud look like that you see up there? You know, and somebody thinks it looks like Abraham Lincoln and somebody else thinks it looks like George Washington. And when you're cherry picking the text and saying, well, I'll do this and I'll ignore the rest of the text, all you're really doing is special pleading. There's no guarantee that we're going to prosper under Donald Trump. There's no guarantee that we're not going to prosper under Donald Trump. God has not revealed that to us in the scriptures, and that is our only reliable source of his revelation. And the one thing she said right was, no one has authority in this world without God granting it. So therefore, to obey the authorities under most circumstances is to obey God. But that does not mean we go almost as far as to idolize them by turning them into someone who has the complete authority of God.